I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. After completing their damage assessments yesterday, the National Weather Service says at least four tornadoes struck western Alabama earlier this week. National Weather Service officials say an EF2 tornado struck the McMullen community in Pickens County Tuesday evening, destroying 13 homes. 10 of those structures were mobile homes. EF2 tornadoes can have wind speeds between 113 and 157 miles per hour. They're known to cause considerable damage. Another tornado damaged facilities at a federal women's prison in Aliceville. The low-security female prison houses about 1,850 inmates. Officials say the administration building was damaged, but none of the inmates or staff was injured. The National Weather Service says tornadoes also hit the Ethelsville area of Pickens, Fayette, and Lamar counties. Additional details on the extent of damage in those areas wasn't immediately available. Some residents reported minor injuries, but there have been no weather-related deaths reported in the state stemming from Tuesday's storms. Supporters of Alabama's craft beer industry are looking for some help from the state legislature this year. The Alabama Law Institute is looking for a bill to loosen regulations on how and where small breweries can sell their products. Under current laws, small beer makers can only sell alcohol directly to consumers to drink at the brewery. Eric Hull is one of the owners at Black Warrior Brewing Company in Tuscaloosa. He says the regulation changes could fill a need that customers are already asking for.
Number of people coming in, either from out of town, traveling through, wanting to try different beers, or just, you know, people looking to have a growler beer for their cookout that weekend or something, and thus we'll be able to supply them directly with that. And so we're optimistic that that'll get passed this year.
Zoning restrictions also require craft breweries to be located in historic buildings or in economically distressed neighborhoods. The Alabama Law Institute wants that changed as well. Alabama's agriculture industry will be the star of the show in the town of Atmore today. Farm Day 2016 gets underway this morning at the Grace Fellowship Church in Atmore. New technologies and techniques will be showcased to help state farmers do their jobs better and make a little more money at it. Kim Wilkins is the regional extension agent in Southwest Alabama for agronomic crops. She says the exhibits and speakers will help farmers prepare for the next planting season.
We try to provide a lot of information, just kind of an update on what's going on in the row crop community and anything that our farmers need to be looking for or be aware of for the coming year, and just kind of try to give them an update and help them prepare for the upcoming season.
Now your forecast.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and tonight. Overnight temperatures going to fall back in the low 30s after we top out in the low to mid 50s today. As for Friday, temperatures topping out in the lower 50s. Some areas along the Gulf Coast, middle to upper 50s there. Saturday, partly sunny, temperatures back in the 50s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.